Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. It's day two of President Trump's historic trip to the Middle East. He says he's making good on his promises to not just enhance economic partnerships in the region, but also to embrace the possibilities of new ones, including with Tehran.
I want to make a deal with Iran. I want to do something if it's possible. But for that to happen, it must stop sponsoring terror, halt its bloody proxy wars, and permanently and verifiably cease its pursuit of nuclear weapons. They cannot have a nuclear weapon.
The president also meeting with a new Syrian leader, Ahmad al-Shara, making this major statement about U.S.-Syria relations.
We're currently exploring normalizing relations with Syria's new government, as you know, beginning with my meeting with President Ahmad al-Shara, also ordering the cessation of sanctions against Syria to give them a fresh start. It gives them a chance for greatness. The sanctions were really crippling, very powerful.
Secretary of Veterans Affairs Doug Collins says the president continues to do what he said he would.
Well, I think it's hitting on all the main themes that he's been hitting on here in the United States, and we're seeing the results of it here, and that is economic growth, optimistic about the future, a peaceful solution to the conflicts that are going on around the world.
A Republican lawmaker is moving to have three of his Democratic colleagues removed from their House committees after they stormed a federal detention facility in defense of illegal alien criminals in New Jersey. Representative Buddy Carter of Georgia introduced a resolution on Tuesday to strip Representatives Robert Menendez, Bonnie Watson Coleman, and LaMonica McIver of their committee assignments. But the possibility of them being arrested has not been ruled out. Fox's Chad Pergram asked House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries about this.
What happens if they were to go and arrest these members, or if they would try to sanction them here in the House of Representatives?
They'll find out.
What would you do, though? I mean, what recourse? I mean, doesn't that broach a...
They'll find out.
Doesn't that go across...
That's a red line.
What's the red line, though? I mean, I know we have the speech and debate clause.
It's very clear. First of all, I think that the so-called Homeland Security spokesperson is a joke. It's a joke.
But DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says it's no joke.
What happened last Friday was we had members of Congress assaulting law enforcement officers. They were cooperating with criminals to create criminal acts, and then they're saying that they were providing oversight. This wasn't oversight. This was committing felonies. This was going out and attacking people who stand up for the rule of law, and it was absolutely horrible. I can't believe they act like this and then they defend it. And then they're doing these acts of violence to get people out of detention centers that are rapists, that are murderers, that are people that are foreign terrorist organizations that have been out there victimizing our communities in the United States of America. What are they trying to do? Release these people back into the country so that there can be more Lake and Riley, so there can be more Jocelyn Nungries? I just don't understand what their point is. They have completely lost their minds.
President Trump's plan to lower the cost of prescription drugs continues to have people talking.
An executive order from the president gives drug makers 30 days to lower the cost of drugs. If not, drug makers will face new negotiations with the federal government.
We'll also open up America's market to safe and legal imports of affordable drugs from other countries, putting dramatic downward pressure on prices.
The president went on to say that Americans are paying more for the same drugs as Europeans. According to the president, the U.S. is subsidizing lower prescription prices overseas. Talking about all this on American Family Radio, Dr. Mary Talon Bowden said she does not understand how Trump is going to implement this plan, but if he can, great.
The drug prices are out of control. It's a constant headache in my practice as a physician, is trying to navigate, which medication can I prescribe for this patient, not based on efficacy, but based on what their insurance company is willing to pay for. And part of that is these third-party pharmacy benefit managers, that PBMs, that basically get kickbacks for allowing patients to get certain medications and driving up the price of drugs.
I'm Chris Woodward.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.